Marine Atlantic has added a fifth vessel to its fleet. Ile Rouge, meaning Red Island, arrived in North Sydney on Thursday. Marine Atlantic's Colin Thibault says the name is a tribute to the small island off the west coast of Newfoundland and Labrador.
So we partnered with the Francophone Association in Newfoundland and Labrador, and we wanted the vessel to mean something from a cultural perspective, and this is going to celebrate the rich French heritage that we have in the island and that we have in the province.
Thibault says the vessel came from Europe, where it was undergoing modifications.
It served in a route in France, actually. So I think the vessel was built in 2002. But there's been a tremendous amount of work done to modernize the vessel. I haven't had the pleasure of seeing it in person yet, but from the images and things that I've seen, I think it's going to be a tremendous addition to the fleet. It looks fantastic. So a lot of the work was done in Greece by Stena, which is who we are leasing the vessel from. And the vessel was in Greece for quite some time for most of the summer, and then made the trip from Greece about a week ago, and now arrived in North Sydney, and we're very happy that it's here.
Thibault says there are significant upgrades from a passenger perspective.
What this vessel will allow for us is much more capacity. So if you look at a vessel like the Leif Erikson, for example, which has served us well over the years, but is certainly getting older, this vessel is 40 meters longer, has 60% more deck space, and it has more of the amenities that are consistent with our other vessels. The vessel is more like the Alisuenu, more like the Blue Petits and Highlander, so it has cabins, but it also has the ability to carry commercial traffic as well. So I think for us, from a service perspective, what this does is allows our fleet to be more scalable.
The Leif Erikson was built in Norway in 1992 under the original name Stena Challenger. The name change came 10 years later when the ship went into service for Marine Atlantic. Thibault says the future is unknown at this time for the vessel.
There are options open when it comes to the Leif Erikson in terms of remaining in our fleet, or there may be other options as well. So we're still working with the shareholder on that, and we haven't finalized any decisions. But the Leif Erikson does have a purpose. It serves the commercial industry very well, and it may remain with us long term.
Ile Rouge is 203 meters long. It holds an Ice Class 1A rating, and it's equipped with three bow thrusters for navigating harsh Canadian winter conditions. The vessel goes into service this fall. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.